Hello, everybody. Welcome back to an all-new episode of the... Oh, wow. It's pandemonium. As our final guest arrives, a final guest of the show, getting the absolute star treatment, Chris Scopo, everybody.
Hey.
Welcome to the show,
We're
Scopes.
Doing it.
What an entry. What an entry.
I've never gotten that in my life. It was phenomenal.
What an entry. Welcome to the show, everybody. The first of many bathhouses on Tuesday. We are now on Tuesday at 9 p.m., so I appreciate everybody coming to join.
Scopo lost weight.
What's that?
You lost weight,
Scopo's
dude.
Been jacked for a minute.
Yeah.
Skinny Scopo.
I go through phases. I go through my fat phases, and then...
Me too.
I don't go too fat, and then...
Yeah.
You know, and then I get some down.
He's got that Christian Slater hair going on, too.
Yeah, he's got good hair. He's got good hair. All right, so...
Good hair, bad comedy. That's what I got.
Yeah. No.
Come on. Having fun here.
We're having a great time. So, you guys, I don't know if you remember, you guys have all been on the show. For people who don't know, we got Chris Scopo, Tony Kamala, Ray DeVito.
What's up,
Welcome
man?
To the show. You've all been on the show. We have two rules. Rule number one is you can hang up on anybody at any time for any reason. And people will phone in. And then rule number two is don't dox people. Because sometimes we'll dox people. Oh, look at that.
Yes. Coming in
very Italian.
That's what happens when you lose weight.
Just a full-blown Goodfellas ovation and espresso delivery.
In the Goodfellas basement,
This does look like my grandma's basement.
Yeah, so. That's the thing.
It does look like an Italian grandma's basement.
It is literally the Goodfellas basement, and then it's Goodfellas. So,
espresso this late at night?
Yeah, it doesn't matter for me.
Jeez.
Does it keep you up?
No, I'm good. I can go.
Me too.
I mean, I'm up till 4 in the morning anyway. So
no, that's just Italian Gatorade, dude.
Yeah.
You're up until 4 in the morning every day?
Every night.
Why?
You know, I can't sleep.
You try and sleep and you can't? Like you're tossing and turning?
I just mentally just can't. Like, I can't go to bed until my eyes are physically just closing.
Really?
It's not good.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah. So I have to I can't do it. I take like fucking Z-Quil to go to sleep. Doesn't work.
Shit, man. I know some people have issues with that. That's my nightmare. I have the reverse problem. I can sleep too much.
It's the thoughts.
Of course.
The thoughts will kill you.
It's the thoughts that'll kill you. Cool. Well, we got a good show this evening. How you been, Ray?
Good, man.
It's been a while.
I'm hanging out with you, dude.
Yeah?
Danny P.
I'm waiting for your people to call. By the way, the phone lines are open. 1-888-949-2969, extension 1.
Ask for Dorothy. She'll send you on through.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
What?
The extension is what threw me off.
You know what it is? It's for no reason, the extension, because Zoom makes you make extensions, and then I have my other call-in show, so I just made...
I'm not here to throw a wrench in the mix.
It literally doesn't do anything, so... anyways, I'm trying to pull up the chat here, but I'm struggling. Okay, well, the phone lines are open. This is our first Tuesday at 9 p.m., so we'll see how it goes.
Do the people know?
You know what it is that, yes, I've told them as many times as I possibly can, but still probably, like, three-quarters of them are going to tomorrow tune in at 10:30.
What the fuck? Don't get
I've
me,
tweeted about it. I've posted about it on every single platform.
I just retweeted it.
I don't know how many times, like, sometimes I worry, like, how many times you got to post?
Nothing like a call-in show in an experimental time slot.
No. Here's the thing. This is the new time slot.
Nah, you got to have something to lead off with. I mean, you could drive.
What do you mean something to lead off with?
Nah, you're driving the bus.
What do you mean?
If you got topics or something.
Obviously if I have topics.
Danny got topics.
Look, we have a call right now. We have the main topic, which is always how do you shower, but we'll get to that.
In a shower.
And by
dude.
The way, I'm sorry, I forgot. In a shower. This guy's fucking. What are you,
new? At a Planet Fitness. That's how I do it, dude.
All right. First call of the night. Welcome to the bathhouse. Who am I talking about?
In a shower?
Hello?
Oh, shit. Is this on?
Yes, you are on the bathhouse.
Oh, hey. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, grand. My name is James. I'm calling in from Ireland. Just saying, what's up?
James from Ireland.
Yo.
You were just,
hell yeah, James.
This is like what's the
Kismet?
No. I was gonna say the Byron Allen.
I have no idea what that is.
Comics Unleashed.
Comics Unleashed. Ireland. You were just in Ireland.
That's what I'm going to say. Yeah.
Tell me a full bit about Ireland. Yeah.
I heard you were in Ireland once. Yeah. How are the airlines over there? I heard you had a problem at the Ireland airport. Tell me what they did with your luggage in Ireland.
Shout out to Ireland. Who's your hurling team?
Oh, I wish I saw hurling.
Okay, first of all, thanks for the shout out to my country. We really needed that. Yeah.
Do you guys have has it been sunny yet?
No, weather's shit. It's famously rainy. Weather is not good in Ireland.
Like, well, that's good because you guys can't handle the sun, so that's a good thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think that's like really shitty.
I think
umpires,
that's part of the reason, you know? Though. Dude, you're...
Yeah, it's like our weather makes England look good.
Yeah, it's you guys love fucking potatoes. I know that about you guys.
Who
man?
Doesn't like potatoes? Don't allow Ray DeVito to slander your country.
I'm just saying,
export.
They had a potato pandemic.
Oh my God, we don't like them that much. It was like a genocide thing. It was a thing.
It was a genocide. That is a great way to put that. It was a potato genocide?
Pretty much.
Who has the hotter chicks? Yeah. Who has the hotter chicks? Ireland, Scotland, or England?
They all look like they're bags of rocks. Like
listen.
Okay, first of all, it's not fucking England.
If you're drunk, which one are you choosing?
Well, I don't know. Scotland, I guess.
Really? There you go. You think with those fucking...
Oh, yeah, I don't want to fuck someone I know in Ireland.
And there's a good chance of
that.
You know everyone in Ireland?
Nah, they're all inbred.
It's a very small country.
Yeah, that was the thing I didn't realize is how small the population is.
It's small. 5 million people. There's more people than Manhattan.
There's more people that have left Ireland than are currently... Like something like crazy, the Ireland diaspora. Was
genocide
like,
thing.
Who genocided you, though? I don't get it.
Are you...
God?
The English! That's why we don't like them.
Oh, gotcha. I don't know the history. I don't know the English tried to genocide the Irish.
I got a question for our Irish bloke over here.
They did it twice.
Why would they do that? You guys are basically... Why would they do that? You're basically genocide. The same people. I love saying that.
They're quite rude.
You guys are annoying.
All right, well, that's fine.
So when you meet a girl out in Ireland, do you have to like ask if you're related, or is that a thing? Because I know in Iceland they do that.
It's not that small. I know my own fucking family.
Yeah, but you just said you don't want to fuck anyone you're related to.
Or no.
Yeah, it was a fucking joke. I'm gonna randomly pick Scotland.
You gotta keep up, man.
I guess I'm not good, I guess, yeah. Sorry. The espresso hasn't hit yet.
Yeah, but I will say Ireland was awesome. I had potatoes in every form, everything. All of their food has gravy on it. It's amazing. Tato, cheese, and onion chips are the best chips of all time.
Yeah. Ooh, interesting. Better than a ketchup? Yes. Better than an all dressed?
Yes,
ooh,
dude.
It's hard for me as a Canadian to hear.
It's the cheese and onion in a 1v1 versus the Ruffles all dressed for best chip of all time.
Interesting.
But hurling is the greatest sport ever.
Yeah, I wanted to check out hurling, but they didn't. They're all amateurs?
Fucked up.
They don't. There's like a reason they specifically will not pay their hurlers.
Yeah, but it's all crooked. They like the. So they play this game,
strike?
Right? Every
no, there's no strike. They just don't. They're amateurs, athletes. They like refuse to.
It's like comedy. Like
the ticket taker makes more than the players, and it's a brutal.
It's a brutal. It's a blood sport, and every county has a team, and they all fucking beef and play. It's awesome.
Jesus.
But each county will bribe their players. Like they can't pay them money, but they'll get them like houses and shit, or like the guy at the car dealership will hook them up if they win the championship.
So there's a couple.
It's awesome.
That's like, did you ever see that hockey documentary on
the Danbury Thrashers?
The Danbury Thrashers.
Oh, no.
You never saw it? Dude, no. It's the greatest sports documentary in history.
Dude,
it's this mafia guy that just bought a hockey team for his kid.
Amazing.
And then gave it to his kid, but then like he wanted a good players, but he just fucking paid them under the table.
And they were all like goons. There's like one guy was like missing an eye. Yeah. But he almost played in the NHL, so it's like,
then the NHL strike happened in 2005, so they just got NHL players. They just gave him a fucking bag under the table.
Oh, shit.
They would show up and go, what kind of car you want for the weekend? Because they had to play a certain amount of games. They'd be like, I want a Range Rover. Fucking Range Rover just shows up. It was the greatest thing ever. So that's what they do over there, probably.
Can you confirm this or deny this?
Hello?
Sorry, I missed that. Could you say it again?
You wanted to say the whole thing again.
How you doing?
Come on, man. How boring are we that he like toned out? We're asking, do the hurling top hurling stars, do they get kickbacks?
I mean, yeah, a bit. It's, I don't know, it's like American football, you get your advertising and stuff. It's not like a huge corrupt thing. Mm. It's just a thing. Like, you get advertising and sponsorships.
All right, well, I'm going to keep telling people it's cool and corrupt.
Yeah,
it's more fun with
yeah, we're trying to help you out. This is the problem with you Irish.
I'm like,
trying to throw you an American
bone
here.
5'4" Irish guy with a pipe going, here's a good one, lad. Good to play today. Yeah. Here's a nice 20 you have, kid. Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Punch that big fucker in the eye.
Oh, yeah. You want corruption, I can give you corruption.
Okay. What's your corruption? Yeah, let's hear it. Politics?
Well, you know the IRA.
Yeah.
You know the IRA?
We've heard of them.
Yeah. Basically, the IRA were like pretty much like ran organized crime, at least up in the north. You know, cool. You get that?
Belfast, up north.
The IRA are about to go into government. Like, they're about to win the next election, become like prime minister and shit.
Because you guys let in a lot of...
Of Northern Ireland or regular Ireland?
All of Ireland.
Northern Ireland.
Oh,
isn't there a big uprising because you let in a lot of like Muslim people and they don't like the Muslim people and they're trying to kick them out?
We brought Scopo here for subtlety.
Yeah, that did happen, but it was like, honestly, it was just a bunch of drunk gobshites bored.
Yeah.
They were bored. Like, that's the honest thing. It was like the only time ever that it wasn't against the Protestants.
Dude, I saw...
Protestants are the worst, are they not?
Scotland just passed a law or whatever, this like hate speech law in Scotland. It's like this big deal where you can go to jail for hate speech.
They say the word cunt every other sentence.
And yeah. That doesn't count. And J.K. Rowling was trying to...
Yeah, no, cunt's the word here.
J.K. Rowling lives in Scotland, so she was trying to provoke them by like saying all this like anti like trans stuff. Like turfy stuff or whatever, and then they're like, it's not a crime. But anyways, there's this video of this one guy, and people are complaining because this guy who works, he's like a minister in Scotland, is complaining how white Scotland is. Like, he's like, this guy's white,
yeah.
Or whatever. And then I go and look up yesterday. I was like, how many people in Scotland? What's the population? 96.1% white. And you're like, yeah. I'm like, the guy was complaining like he must have lived in Africa or something, and it was like.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You know, apartheid South Africa.
Dude, I realized that when I was doing shows in London.
We did actually have that. Like, apartheid.
There's not that, was the thing that in many Ireland. Black people even in England.
What?
There's not that many black people in
Ireland. Yeah, there is. We had an apartheid.
When I was in London, like, they
were.
That's fine. What's that?
Soccer team. What was that called?
Ireland, we did have an apartheid.
Where was that? The thing. What haven't you guys had?
Oh, no, that was. Suntans.
They didn't have potatoes for a few years. It must have wiped them out.
Other than the tables.
Like, when do you think Ireland was officially desegregated? Like, guess.
Like,
94.
Two years ago?
Probably, yeah.
94.
When did Jordan win his third ring?
1995.
95! Good guess! Wow, yeah. Nice guess.
That was a joke answer, yeah. By the way.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Madonna was in the background of her career.
Catholics and Protestants.
You're telling me there was a full MLB strike before there was segregation.
But he's talking about Catholic Protestant desegregation.
Oh, okay.
You know when Catholics got the right to vote in Northern Ireland in 1968?
That's so funny because they're like the same thing.
Exactly the same thing. It's like your book club has slightly different rules.
What are you, bud?
Yeah, it's a whole. That's kind of an English thing, but it was more the Northern Irish, like the Protestant Northern Irish, were kind of bitches, to be honest. It's so fucked. It's like, you know, like Nelson Mandela said, Northern Ireland was as bad as South Africa or Rhodesia.
Really?
Like, you were more likely to be killed for your religion? Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a very small country. It's a couple hours away. I'm from Dublin, but, you know, a family up there. I'll tell you something that's kind of fucked. You were more likely to be killed for your religion in Ireland, like in Northern Ireland, in the 1980s than you were for being black in the 1880s in the Deep South.
Okay, let's not bring this into us. Why you gotta bring us here, buddy?
Come on,
what
man.
The fuck are we doing?
I mean, if it's true, that's very
America into this situation.
It's a family show.
It's not a family show.
We gotta bring.
If that's true, that's a fascinating statistic.
Come on, gotta bring segregation into this. Fuck him,
guy from Ireland. Just, this show's about to be. Where do you shower? That's all we wanted to know. Is where do you shower?
No, where, not what.
Well, when do you shower?
No, how do you shower?
How do you shower? That's what we're talking about. We don't need to hear about these Protestants and Catholics killing each other.
You can always hang up on them.
No, it's all right.
No, this guy's out.
We stopped.
Well, so anyways, do you shower with Protestants or Catholics?
Like myself, mostly. Like, so you just shower in the bath, I guess?
The bath, yeah.
Fuck. Or like
yeah,
the shower.
Do you wash your legs?
Yeah, dude, that's how I do it.
Okay, we're going to let you go. Thanks, man. Hello.
Oh, shit. Yeah, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's up? You're on the bathhouse. Who are we speaking with?
You're speaking to Jay. I've called like a while back.
Oh, okay. What's
fuck
up, Jay?
Fuck yeah, Jay.
Welcome to the Tuesday show. What do you think about the Tuesday show?
It actually works better for me. I'm off on Tuesdays.
Cool. Excellent.
I work nights.
Awesome.
So.
Excellent. Excellent. I want
that's
more
one.
Confidence. That's one. Yes.
All right.
Fuck yeah, Jay.
So what's going on, Jay?
What do you think about Protestants and Catholics, dude? They fucked up or what?
I don't think about either of those. Yeah,
I'm just joking.
Neither do we. What do you got for us?
Well, I just want to start by saying I saw Are You Garbage in Philly at the Fillmore. You guys were amazing.
Oh, thanks for coming out. Those shows were fucking awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to give a low-value update, if you will.
Yes, let's hear it.
From last time.
Okay.
So, basically, Danny convinced me to quit my job.
Damn! And now you're homeless? You could live with Danny.
No, actually, quite the opposite.
Yes! Let's go!
It worked out.
Yeah, so I...
Danny was nervous.
From last year, I went up almost $10.
What happened? There from you last go. Year, you went up almost... refresh my memory. What were you doing before?
I worked just like a bullshit security job.
Okay.
And, like, I wanted to quit. And I quit to go on vacation.
Right. I remember
and
this.
And then I kind of just figured it out. Yeah. But now, so...
Where'd you go?
I think that was like a year ago or something.
Where'd you end up going?
I went to Hawaii.
There you go,
homie.
For how long?
I think like 2 weeks.
Sweet. Nice.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Damn, threw it all away.
But now I drive a forklift.
Now you drive a forklift. So you moving on up.
Yeah.
New gig.
Moving on up.
Yeah, he was... Well, I remember he was worried about the job. I was like, you can always get a job as a security guard. That'll always be waiting
fuck
for
yeah,
you.
Fuck yeah, dude.
They dude, need that rules.
Everywhere, man.
Fuck yeah, that rips, dude. It's a little self-imposed sabbatical.
Yeah, you just said fuck it. I mean, you're young, right? If I recall correctly.
Yeah, I think I was 20 or 21 when I quit the other job, and now I'm 22.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
I was a no-brainer. Just go on vacation. Yeah.
22. You should just live there. Why would you fucking come back?
You should just do that a bunch more times. Just forever. Just go to a bunch of different cities.
They need a security in Hawaii, dude. You can just fucking be in Hawaii
That's
and
true.
Do security.
That's true. Yeah, why would you live in Hawaii?
I don't know.
Huh. Where do you live?
I feel like currently I live in Yonkers.
Yeah, you should live in Hawaii.
Live in Hawaii. Danny, tell me you should live in Hawaii.
Christ, what a fucking moron
hey,
this
look,
guy
can
is.
You want perfect sunsets in Wales or carjackings? The choice is yours.
Yeah. Danny, tell him to move to Hawaii. He'll move to Hawaii for you.
No,
Danny.
I can't tell him to do that.
You're one for one.
Why would I test my luck?
Do you have a girlfriend here, a wife here, daughter here, whatever? Something, kid here or something like that holding you back?
No.
Yeah. Damn. Okay.
I pretty much do whatever.
So, what's the next plan? Are you just going to be a forklift operator for the rest of your life, or are you going to do this again? Or what are you thinking?
I probably will quit my job again and just see what
Thailand.
Happens.
Dude, just go to Hawaii, homie.
But
Hawaii's expensive.
This guy's going to run out.
The problem
out of, like,
is, here's the thing: because he's 22, Hawaii is sick, but it is obscenely expensive.
You should honestly move to Florida.
He could go work for 6 months and save our money and then go live
in
fucking Thailand for 3 months.
You should move to Florida. You should get the fuck out of New York if you're just, no offense, a forklift driver. You could be a forklift driver in Florida with some fucking nice weather.
That's a good point.
I was actually thinking about moving to Pennsylvania.
What? Why?
No. You have the whole world at your fingertips.
What's wrong with you? Have you seen those goblins out there? They're terrible.
Where are you going in Pennsylvania?
At least Florida, they're a little hoary. They show a little waste and stuff down there. Fucking Pennsylvania stinks.
I'm working in Pennsylvania this weekend.
That's why you should.
You go to Pennsylvania.
Yeah, move the hell out of Pennsylvania. This fucking face, potato face, coming down there every weekend.
Where in Pennsylvania? Like Philly?
No, God, no. I'm not that insane.
Yeah, he's not that classy. He's going to like Mechanicsburg.
You don't like Wawa's? He watches all those videos on the internet of Wawa's getting attacked, and he's like, "Yeah, I think I'll stay away."
Those Wawa's had it coming.
Like people that look like Toby.
What's up, bro?
Hey, no, don't even say shots fired at Toby, okay? He's chilling here.
So where in Pennsylvania? And you just want to move to like a small town? Do you know people? Are you going to like...
basically.
Where in Pennsylvania are you going to, buddy?
I was looking around Lancaster, but not in the city.
Exactly. Isn't that where the...
I'll be in Lancaster at
what are you doing, a tour of Pennsylvania?
I'll be there.
What is this, your fucking manager popping you up here? Yeah. Hey, call in at 9:30. I did
the Harrisburg Comedy Zone 2 weeks ago. Yeah, I'm from Cleveland, Ohio, so I know Pennsylvania pretty well.
Okay, so you're going
to
move.
You should honestly not.
We got robbed in Cleveland.
You should not move to Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You should not.
I'm going to give my advice as well.
Yeah, I would move down south somewhere where it's warm.
South Carolina, dude. South Carolina's dope.
Yeah, that's a nice area. Those girls are nice down there.
Georgia.
Yeah, you can move anywhere. You can move to New Orleans.
Dude, Little Rock, Arkansas is cool. The weather's nice.
Is it? I've never been. I mean, that's by far the best part about America is you can just move somewhere warm if you want.
Yeah, Dallas?
Not if you do comedy.
Not if you do comedy.
Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah. No, not if you do comedy, but that's like...
If I didn't do comedy, I would be a UPS driver in Fort Lauderdale and just live there.
Oh, man, that sounds great.
I would make $125,000 driving a truck and be happy.
Just up to your eyebrows and cougar puss,
dude. Oh, my God. It'd be ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
Huh? Going to Mets spring training every year? It'd be fucking perfect.
Oh, God.
Honestly, but no, I got to do the ha-has every fucking three nights.
Yeah, and you get to do the bathhouse.
And you get to do bathhouse, yeah. Right. I come up for the bathhouse. Oh, okay. I come up
just for the bathhouse. Where you showered, homie?
All right. Well, you know what? I don't agree with you moving to Pennsylvania.
Yeah,
buddy. I agree. Move somewhere like better than Pennsylvania. Move somewhere in Florida.
You can literally go
to Orlando.
Yeah, Orlando sucks. Go to St. Pete, Tampa.
Tampa's dope.
Dude, Tampa is the strip club capital of this country. You didn't know that? They have more strip clubs per capita per area than any place in the United States of America.
Does this entice you? And everybody's real loose with their pills.
He doesn't want to go to the strip club.
A lot of girls named Destiny down there. Yeah. You get me? A lot of single moms out. A lot of single moms down there.
It's okay. You want to be a dad.
Casey Anthony's down there, dude. She's out there. Throw a shot in her.
What do you like to do for fun,
She'll take care of the kid if you don't want to.
What do you do for fun?
I play guitar and stuff.
Move to Nashville.
No, that show's so expensive.
Also stinks.
Johnson City, dude. Go to Johnson's.
I'll tell you that much.
Johnson City, also, Tennessee. That's your fucking town, dude.
I go bar hopping quite a bit.
You go bar hopping. Yeah, so I think, if I were you, Pennsylvania, gone. Goodbye. I would go down south. Georgia is a really great area. Florida is a good area.
Savannah is expensive.
But it's expensive.
Little Rock, Arkansas.
Yeah, I can't give this dream up.
Nobody wants to go to Little Rock, Arkansas.
It's a cool city, man.
He's out in a bluegrass band for the 1940s.
Yeah. So I would look down there. Dude, get a fucking union job down in Florida. You make 80 grand, which is like 175 here. You're having a good time.
Sounds pretty good.
You bang a couple hot chicks. You know, they're a little
nice
loose down
bennies.
There. They all have blonde hair. They want to have fun. They're on the beach 24/7.
Damn.
Why do we not move the bathhouse down there?
Yo, turn this shit off. Let's go to Florida, dude. What are we doing?
You're making me want to move
now
to Florida.
It's called the beach house.
The beach house. Not the worst. All right. Well, good luck, man. I don't know. I'm glad you got the raise, though. I'm glad you're making more money.
Fuck yeah, man.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, do it up. All right.
And not to disparage the program, which I love.
Please disparage the program.
The last time I was here, there was a guy had a story about his... He called in the week before, and he was going on a cruise, and then he came back, and then his dad, who was a rock and roll cruise...
Rest in peace, Mojo Nixon.
He was a rock and roll cruise, and his dad was the headliner of the cruise, and he died on the cruise.
Oh, he'll be calling.
Shit.
And that's what people called in about. And now we got a guy who's like, I'm thinking about moving to Pennsylvania. Yeah. What the fuck are we doing, dude?
Well, let's see. We'll get
step
some,
it up.
We'll get some new calls.
Who's a rock and roll guy, though? Who is it?
That part doesn't matter. What matters is
it
the guy.
It does matter. Rip Mojo Nixon.
Oh, that part. Yes, of course. We, R.I.P.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, Danny? What's up, y'all?
How's it going?
Shelby, I'm a big fan of AYP.
Oh, sick. Thank you very much, man.
Yeah. Y'all know Brandon Buckingham?
Yep. Yeah, I know Brandon Buckingham. He's a YouTuber.
Yeah. So he posted an ad of, like, my bookie on one of his videos. And I was telling him they scammed a lot of people. And he deleted my comment. And I was like, why did you delete that? Push the second one, delete another one. Like, why would he do that?
Yeah.
Because he's probably getting money from my bookie and they're telling him to shut the fuck up.
I don't know. It was just kind of fucked up.
Maybe. How many comments were on this video? Because I get people... I've had people before being like, why are you deleting my comments? And I'm like, I've never deleted a single comment. And I've had 10 different people before be like, hey, why did you delete my comment? And I'm like, I don't delete comments. So I wonder about that.
I try to edit it.
Yeah. I wonder if it's caught in some YouTube filter or something.
Why don't you put it back up?
I don't know. I already tried twice. I don't want to do it again. Where's the best strip clubs?
Proximity to what?
They were saying Tampa. I don't know. I don't go to many.
No.
You ever been to Portland?
No.
Yeah, I've been to Portland. I haven't been to strip clubs.
You guys been to the Rippers in Portland?
No, I've never been to a strip club. Oh, that's not true. I went to Vegas.
Wait, you've never been to a strip club?
Skankfest.
That was your first strip club experience in your life?
Yeah.
Really?
Where'd you go? Spear Rhino?
Whichever one was the one everyone was going to.
That afterwards, I think that was Spear Rhino.
It wasn't for me, but everyone seemed to be enjoying themselves.
Yes, they were. Yeah, I don't know where the best strip clubs are.
Here's the deal. The best girls are in Vegas because they fly in for the weekends and they make the most money.
Mm-hmm.
They'll make like five.
I heard
ten
Vegas
grand.
Is kind of fucked up though.
But you make the most money because the biggest whales are in Vegas, so that's what they go for. But a lot of those girls, like, you'll see if you go to Vegas on like a Friday, you'll see them flying in Friday afternoon, just working for the weekend and flying back home.
Dude, my so the Riviera in Astoria,
Riviera.
All right. So it's an all right strip club. But my buddy's French Moroccan. He's a high roller. I only go to the strip club with him when he demands I go with him. So I go there.
You
don't
coke off his boner?
No, I don't like strip clubs. I'm not into it. So I got like a pile of. He gave me a pile of $20 bills, and the first chick that comes in there, and she just takes my pile of $20 bills, throws them in the air. And then, like, other strippers came and just picked them up off the floor. And that was the end of my $20 of singles. Oh. They just came in and did that. So
how much money was it?
It's just $20 of singles. But I didn't know they can do that. I didn't know they can just pick up your cash, throw it in the air, and it's suddenly theirs.
Yeah, you definitely don't leave your money.
I don't think they can.
Don't leave the cash on the table.
So the cash on the table, especially if it's singles, because they throw it in the air, and then it's theirs.
That's how they make money.
Yeah, that's how they – that was it. The one sat on my lap, and she picked up my pile, threw it in the air, and her other girls came, just grabbed it off the floor, and that was it.
Yep.
That was $20 gone just for that. So don't leave your singles on the table unattended.
All right, well, now we know. Now we know.
Hey, Danny, I want to thank you for having Dick and Vito on.
Yeah, no problem, man. Yeah, no worries.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, later. Zach, everybody. What were we talking about? We were talking
strip
about
strip clubs. He was asking strip club advice.
No, there's something before that you and I were talking about. I can't remember.
Oh, me and you?
Yeah.
How we're best friends, dude?
We are best friends.
Fuck yeah, man. Me and Danny Polachuk. I'm just here to...
What the fuck is going on right now?
I don't know. He's the one that...
Okay. All right. Phone lines are open, everybody. 1-888-949-2969. We want to hear all
sometimes your... I'm not convinced that this is a real show.
You don't
sometimes,
think it's a real show?
Yeah. I think it's us. And I think Danny's got six people. That pays $20 a week.
To just call?
Yeah. It is some kind of long-form documentary experiment.
Bad business model.
it is hard to monetize.
Hello?
Hey, Daddy.
Hey, what's up? All the way from Australia. No. It's an international show.
Absolutely. Yeah, international, absolutely.
How's it going?
Yeah, dude.
You're going to get New Zealand next.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. How's the weather? Is it good as? What are we doing?
Good as.
Yeah, good as.
It's like, Wednesday afternoon there, right?
Yeah, that's it. I was supposed to go camping this weekend.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's it. I was supposed to go camping this weekend, but the weather... It's going to storm us out, so I don't know what I'm going to do now.
Oh, what's it? Is it raining spiders like every other day in Australia?
Yeah.
Why do you want to go camping? The 10 most poisonous snakes live in Australia.
Yeah,
the
dude.
Yeah, what's this is an actual question.
Really fucked up because they did put their black people in the outback where the 10 most poisonous snakes
are.
That is
pretty fucked up.
Jeez. Yeah, yeah.
What is your, like, growing up in Australia, how often are you seeing poisonous spiders and snakes and stuff?
Yeah, are the dangerous critters running amok, like they say?
Yeah, fairly often, but I don't know.
Do you guys just wear really?
You're pretty safe.
Do you all just wear really thick shoes? No Converse.
Oh yeah, hot boots everywhere.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
No one's barefoot ever.
Yeah.
I always wondered.
I'm disappointed. There's no brothers on the show today because I wanted to talk about my showering habits.
Oh, well, let's hear your showering habits. Habits.
Yeah, so I used to be on Team Danny.
Yeah.
The legs get washed either way, doesn't matter.
Okay.
But then I signed up to become a plumber.
Uh-huh.
And you get mud caked all on your legs after that.
And mud.
And so for the first couple of weeks, yeah, you don't even realize that you need to wash them. And then you go walk around the house, you sit down on your couch. Bloody mud everywhere. So yeah, now I got to wash them.
Are you using a washcloth?
I don't think anyone in Australia uses a washcloth.
That's a job for a rag, bro. It's no cloth.
Wait, you go bar to asshole?
You use a washcloth?
I use a loofah.
Oh, yeah, loofah.
I don't, dude. I just bar soap.
That's disgusting.
That's what I
think.
They're
nasty.
Honestly, on the body. I don't know.
That is fucking gross.
You look like you shower with cardboard. What are you talking about?
Nah, dude. I just shampoo in the hair and then just a fucking bar of soap.
Yeah, that's gross. You should get some manners and then get a loofah. Get a loofah and then it'll be a lot better.
I don't need a loofah, dude.
No loofah for you?
No.
When was the last time you moisturized?
My what?
Moisturized.
I do. I started putting lotion on my face.
Lotion on the face? Yeah, you got it. Yeah, you're very Irish.
I'm not Irish. I'm Italian.
Well, you look very Irish.
All right. Well, so you're saying pro wash? I was going to say that I meant to start washing my legs after last week's episode.
So you didn't wash your legs?
You don't wash your legs?
I just let gravity do it.
You let gravity? Oh, okay. I go down. I go up and down the body.
Yes.
I'm full.
Feet, toes.
Yeah, yep,
everything.
I do it
all,
toes.
Dude. Everything.
Yeah, I get in there, dude.
All right, so it's just me.
That's like 20 seconds of your life. You don't get back every time.
I also get a good, it helps me stretch, though. So yeah. I'm in the shower, and the water's hot, my body's looser. I'll start getting the good stretch going.
Right.
Get the legs going down
the
feet.
Get the hammies
all. Yeah, yeah. Try to do that in the shower.
You got a
now.
Nice little body on you, too. That's probably a nice time.
Buddy, let me tell you something. I get a little hard.
I bet. How could you not? Come on.
I feel the abs now, and I'm like, fucking, look at this guy.
You're like, oh,
hard.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
like you're washing a car in the 80s. All sudsed up.
Thanks, caller. Hello.
No way, dude.
Yes,
how
way.
We doing, boys?
What's fuck happening? Yeah, man. It's happening.
You just achieve a wildly attainable goal.
he acted like he won the lottery. They get called the show.
Hey, sometimes people can't get through, man.
On the ones and twos, he's crossing the T's. He's dotting the I's. Look at him, dude.
Who is this?
This is your homie from Long Island, next to Governor's.
What's up, dude?
Hell, next to Governor's. Yeah. What a place.
I've never been.
It's a special place,
but it's a good time out there.
It's all right.
I mean,
he's always having a good time.
Let me tell you
something
about Long Island. They're absolute animals.
Yeah. They
absolute
are, but they,
animals.
But they like to have a good time.
Yeah, they're scumbags, but they know they're scumbags, and it's fun to be scumbags with them.
All the guys look inflated. It's great. You call them gay, they freak out. It's fun.
Yeah, I went to some party.
It's a whole vibe, and you're guaranteed one bachelorette party every single weekend.
Where?
Oh, Governor, yeah.
Governor.
When you perform at Governor's, you're not performing. You're not performing. They're there because they're going out for the night, and you're just the guy on stage.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're not going to see
a comic.
Yeah,
they're just going to see entertainment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly what it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Last time I was there,
that's not ideal.
I had a group of kindergarten teachers. Let me tell you, they weren't very nice.
They weren't.
No, 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 no. No. I ended up saying, I hope their kid spits in their face.
You said a group of them. It sounds like there's a bunch of kindergarten teachers.
But I really want T-Buns to hear this.
Okay, let's hear the story.
So I was the dude that called in and said how I didn't take my first poo-poo till I was 10 days old.
Whoa.
How do you know that? That's your parents lying to you, dude.
Yeah, that's actually impossible because in order to leave the hospital, you have to shit. They won't let you leave the hospital.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
That's a Long Island lie your parents told you.
Your mother was saying,
he's got the tightest ass in the sixth era.
My son wouldn't let the poop out because he didn't want anything to go. He was that perfect of a baby.
Yeah,
no, that's a fucking lie, dude. That's a lie. Yeah,
your mom lied.
How do you feel about this? That this is potentially the story that you've like
tied
your identity to might be fake.
Yeah, yeah.
This is not the first time he's even brought this up. This is like kind
my
of
my origin story. That's how I became Batman.
Yeah, this is your origin story, and now you're.
Well, let me say something. You're not Wolverine.
Yeah, they lied to you, man. I mean, they told you fucking Santa Claus was real too.
Yeah, in order to leave the hospital, you have to burp, you have to fart, you have to poop.
You have to fart?
Yeah, you have to. They have to go through.
How
those
do
things.
They test that?
They just wait for you
to fart?
They just pee someone's hand there. And they go,
I don't know if I can trust you, dog.
Yeah, no, what happened was, this is what I think happened. I think
in the eyes when you tell your SAT score.
This is what I think. I think that your mom was talking to one of her friends who also had a kid, and she was like, my Susie's reading at a 12th grade level or whatever. And he was like, yeah, well, my kid didn't shit for 10 days. She had to fucking step it up.
If anything, it sounds like your mom be bitching about you. Like, this asshole wouldn't shit for 10 days. It sounds like she'd be mad at you.
It actually was my dad
Didn't shit for 10 days after that first shit that got you out of there, though. Is that
possible? That's not true. That's not.
Yeah, you definitely took a shit.
Shit like four times a day, dude.
That's true.
His dad was probably fucking drunk for 10 days
and he wasn't even there.
Yeah.
His dad was fucking with some girl in Long Island Sound. He was chilling. Dude.
Is this possible?
Is your dad Billy Joel?
You call my dad the Go-Go Beach Murderer?
His dad's the Go-Go Beach Murderer.
Oh, the Go-Go Beach Murderer.
I thought he said Dildo Beach Murderer, which sounds like a great slasher movie.
The Dildo Beach Murderer.
All right, we're going to take another call. Sorry about your poop stuff. Hello.
Hey, Danny and the boys.
What is happening? Who are we speaking with? Yep.
How's it going?
Very good. How are you?
Just a quick question.
Okay.
You guys sound familiar with Tampa.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to Ybor and seen the weird sheep there?
I have been to Ybor because in December of 2020, when it was still like in the heart of COVID, Dick Masterson put on this like comedy show there. And so we did like this theater comedy. It was so weird because it was like comedy in a theater, but it was like... everything was closed everywhere else, and it was insane. But Ybor City was like didn't give a shit about anything at the time.
I thought Florida.
This seems like especially
COVID.
No, because Miami and stuff. It's all like old people, and they like care. But Ybor City was like
Ybor's in Tampa.
Oh fuck! But it was cool. Yeah, it was cool. I like Ybor City.
But yeah, I remember that at that time Dick was still like canceled. And so they were calling into all the spots he was trying to do. And so at the last minute, this random convention center got like a hold of him and let it hold it there, right?
I think so, yeah. And I know like there were people, because that crew of like online drama people, there was like one guy, Ethan. Who
what
like,
are you mixed up in?
I don't know. They just invited
dude,
us.
Remember the fucking COVID drama, dude?
No.
How much fun that was.
What COVID drama?
But like people were performing and they're like, how could you perform?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dude, it was such a good time.
Oh yeah. People were like, yeah, you're killing everybody by doing your comedy outside.
You're breathing inside with people, you murderer.
I forgot about that. How like that was actual for some people. Like that is not ethically right for you to be doing
that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they were wrong.
I used to live in St. Pete, though. I never went to Ybor City. I would drive across the bridge to Tampa to buy weed. That was pretty good. Watched a BMW get wrecked on that bridge one time.
That's a nice bridge, actually.
It's a kick-ass bridge. Never hit that bridge, Scopes?
I never hit the bridge.
You never hit the bridge to St. Pete, dude?
Maybe I did. I just don't remember it.
It's like super, you'd like, remember. You drive, like,
I was a lot of drugs back then.
You drive, like, forever.
Oh, it's a long bridge. It's like a seven-mile bridge. Yeah, no way. It's quite a bridge.
Imagine that bad boy collapsed, huh?
Oh, my God. I bet it would be the government.
A lot of hookers when we get to the shows.
I went to
a University of Tampa, so I was right next to Ybor all day long.
How
much fun was University of Tampa?
Honestly, awesome.
All my boys got chlamydia,
There was a photo of, I think it was University of Tampa. This kid was like in a library, and the library overlooked the pool area.
Oh, I think I saw that.
And it's just a bunch of chicks outside during school. He goes, I hate going to school in Tampa. And there's a photo of just chicks laying by the pool. It's like, why would I ever go to fucking Sacred Heart University?
Yeah, that's where
I went. With the Tampa.
I can't imagine the University of Tampa is like some big school that.
I never even heard of it until now.
Like they're not.
They never made the NCAA tournament.
There's a reason why, because this girl's laying out at 10 o'clock in the morning. The players are a little busy.
They never made the tournament.
All right.
They never made March Madness.
Yeah. All right. Well,
rich girls with daddy's money. And actually, Danny, one more question.
Yeah.
Did you ever get to the bottom of the Peter Schickley drama?
No, he died. Rest in peace, Peter Schickley.
Never did the documentary?
I tried to get in contact with him and his family. He refused to get back to me. Peter Schickley is the greatest comedian of all time. He won the Grammy for Best Comedy Album in 1991, 92, 93, and 94. Four years in a row. You guys are in comedy. You've never heard of him.
No, that's blowing my mind, dude.
Dude, he won it four.
Also, comedy Grammys. No one knows about it. Drew Carey has like 9 of those.
No. Well, it's like, dude, he's
not disparaging the Carey.
Yeah. No, Drew Carey doesn't though. It's
shout out the press director.
Number one is
Carrot Top's real name. Is that the end of this?
No.
Carrot Top's real name.
No. This guy is. This story is fucking crazy. I got like obsessed with it. So he won 4 years in a row. He was up against like Carlin, Sam Kinison, Weird Al, like in the 90s. Beat them all. He does musical, like he's like a conductor. He's like a classically trained conductor. So it's super inside like classical music comedy.
Oh, so all those dorks at the Grammys were like,
I guess. And he fucking won 4 years in a row.
Minor, my friend.
Really? Yeah, man, it's crazy. Like when I found out about it, I was obsessed with it. It was so crazy. And yeah, he won 4 years in a row. If you like when he like you go to his website, he doesn't even make a big deal out of it. Like it's not even one of the things he says that is like 4-time comedy album Grammy winner.
Was he just selling out theaters or not even that?
He sold out these only for no, like so he did Carson once. He bombed. Like you watch it, everybody's like, what is going on here? And a lot of the gags are physical gags that he was doing on an album. So like he was winning the Grammy for these like literally, you don't see what's going on, and then you just hear laughter. But otherwise, and they're all the same, too. All the four albums are, like, the same. It's so bizarre. Like, he gamed the fucking Grammy system because, like, his friends probably were involved in all the other music stuff.
Damn.
And then he won 4 comedy albums in a row. And anyways, I tried to get a hold of him because I wanted to just talk to him about it. But under the guise of, like, you should not have won these, and how did you do this? Which I could imagine he wouldn't want to be receptive to. And then he died a few months ago.
How'd he die?
It's like 90.
I think I opened up for him at a VFW once.
I doubt it. He's way bigger than that. He played like Carnegie Hall every year.
Yep. RIP to a real one. Damn.
Yeah. But so he's taking that shit to the grave, so you'll never know. But he beat like some fucking legends.
That's awesome.
He's number
Bill
3
Hicks,
most.
Beat Bill Hicks.
No, he didn't beat Bill Hicks. Bill Hicks wasn't nominated, but he's number 3 all time.
Oh, you have to write jokes to be in the comedy section.
He's number 3 all time behind Cosby's number 1. And then I think he's tied with Richard Pryor, this guy.
Damn. For most what?
Grammy wins.
No way,
for comedy
really?
Album. Yeah, and he won 4 in a row. I mean, like, it literally makes zero sense.
Damn, he was like the Michael Jackson of comedy.
Kind of, except for that nobody knows who he is. And
but I mean, Michael Jackson.
He wasn't like a household name. He wasn't like
doing these big tours.
Well, he is now, thanks to the fucking bathhouse.
Yeah.
Everyone knows his name.
Getting the word out.
Getting the word out, yeah. But anyways, I was going to try and meet up with him because he lived near New York, but he lived in the area. But then he died. All right, caller, anything else?
Just get a Dick Masters. Dick Masters on soon.
On the bathhouse? All right, if he's ever here, I will.
If he can.
All right, if he's here, I will. Hello? You're on the bathhouse.
Hello?
Oh, ooh. My God.
Oh, my God.
That's usually literally what happens. Everybody goes, oh, my God. Hello. How's it going?
I made it through.
Yes, you did. Who are we speaking
hi,
with?
Hi, my name is Crystal.
Crystal?
Yes.
Nice to meet you, Crystal.
Hi. It's so nice to hear you guys' voices in real time.
Thanks.
I've been a fan for a very long time.
Cool.
I just wanted to tell you, earlier you guys were talking about...
Ireland?
Okay, now I'm fanning out right now. Okay, okay, never mind. I got too nervous.
Oh, it's okay. You don't need to be nervous.
You're doing great. You're killing it.
You're doing wonderful, no, sweetie. Don't worry about it.
He used to drink a lot. He used to come to, and he just passed away.
Oh,
and
Mojo
talking
Nixon?
About his son.
Mojo Nixon?
Yes, I drank with him.
Oh, really?
Oh,
and
sick.
He's
at the Viper
Room?
Yeah,
I'm sorry?
No, where'd you drink with him at? Where are you calling from?
Oh, I'm calling from Tupelo, Mississippi. I'm originally from Santa Rosa, California.
Cool.
And, you know, he was such a nice guy. So cool, so chill. And I drank with him in Denver, Colorado. We had a thing that we used to be a part of called the Modern Drunkard Magazine.
Modern Drunkard?
And, yeah.
This dude's fucking committed to drinking, dude.
Yeah, he rules. He rules. Yeah. He full-time rips. Okay, sick. Well, what's Modern Drunkard Magazine?
Yeah.
Okay, so Modern Drunkard Magazine was trying to bring it back to when, like, people were just, like, enjoying drinks instead of just getting drunk to get drunk, you know?
Sure.
And it took it away from the frat boy situation, and it kind of just, like, made people, like, enjoy drinks, appreciate it, learn where drinks came from and
sure,
whatnot.
Sure, talk about the oak and whatnot.
So yeah.
This is the same guy that died from alcoholism.
How it's made. No, he died from a heart attack.
Oh, heart attack. Oh,
thanks, Ray.
Yeah. But it was a lot of fun. And, you know, unfortunately, that probably helped.
What would you guys drink together?
But, you know.
When you guys were hanging out. What were you guys drinking that night? What were you guys drinking that night, you and this dude?
Gin and tonics. That was his favorite. Mm. He told me at the time.
There you go.
Nice. I fucking hate gin.
I don't mind it.
I'm just a beer dude.
Well, he likes it. I don't know. If Mojo's telling you, you know, that that's his drink.
Well, being like Mojo, you got to be a booze hound.
Yeah.
You can't be Mojo and just be sober.
So,
Mojo's not a kindergarten teacher. Yeah.
No, Mojo's got the stuff.
Mojo's on a forklift in the afternoon, and he's drinking right at the 5 o'clock whistle.
That's all. Mojo
gets no hangovers either. Mojo can go the next day. He just parties.
I will say, like, the bathhouse universe is kind of unbelievable here. That this guy calls in dead. She drank with his dad.
Yeah,
pretty sick.
Small world we got here.
Fucking Mojo.
Yeah, no, he was very cool, very chill, and told us about bands he used to drink with and all this sort of stuff.
What band did he drink with? What's his craziest story?
Gosh, I can't remember. I mean, I'm 40 now, and I was 21 at the time.
Oh, sure.
So I can't.
Tough to remember. What's the most famous person you ever caught drinks with?
I have no idea.
It was actually... That weekend, it was... because there were a lot of them out there. I'm sorry, I'm so nervous.
Oh, it's you're right.
Nothing to be nervous about.
You're chill. One time I was in a bar with Michael Shannon was blacked out in. That was pretty sick.
I made out with the Ramones.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Whoa,
that's
cool.
Yeah, that's fucking awesome. And what? Considering they're 50 years older than you, that's pretty, like 70.
Well, no. But you have to remember, he was a replacement.
The replacement.
So. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, right. Hell yeah.
The only one that was, he's still not an original, but it was Tommy, was the drummer.
Fuck, he was
cool, I guess.
All right.
I'm surprised it wasn't.
Dude, you got to make up with a punk rock dude.
Have you done that?
No.
Sure,
My biggest thing, when I was working in the Bahamas, the week that Deshaun Watson brought all the Cleveland Browns offense down there, just happened to be at the comedy club.
No way!
Yeah, and I got drunk with a bunch of Cleveland Browns players, which is pretty cool for me because I'm from Cleveland.
I thought you were going to say you blew an offensive lineman.
No, I'll show David Njoku. I would have. He's a dude that, but yeah, I ended up getting wasted with Cleveland Browns players, which was pretty cool.
That's fun.
That is so cool. Okay, so, like, I know we're on air and everything, but you know what my dad used to do? He used to tell me when, I'm a Niners, a big Niners fan, right? And so my dad used to tell me, just go to Marin when Alex Smith joined the Niners.
Yeah, remember Alex Smith? He wasn't that bad of a quarterback. He gets a lot of shit.
Anyways, go on.
Well, he wasn't great with us, but
he brought you to a Super Bowl. What are you talking about? No, I'm sorry. The Giants beat you.
Alex?
No, he brought you to an NFC championship.
He wasn't that bad. I mean, you guys had Montana, fucking.
Spoken like a
true
Kaepernick, Jets fan, I assume.
Giants.
Oh, okay.
Now I know.
Steve Young.
No, exactly. We also
Jeff Garcia was not bad.
No, absolutely not. And we also fired Mariucci when we didn't need to. Just because we were spoiled. And we're like, well, this is what we should have won the Super Bowl.
I don't know how we started talking about football. All right. Thanks, caller.
You're fucking awesome.
Okay.
Hello.
Yo, what up? This is the Mega G.
The Mega G?
What's going on, boy? Great show you guys got going on.
This is the guy that trolls my podcast.
Oh, this guy trolls your podcast?
Is this
Red Bar?
No, way less.
Yeah, Ray. Ray, quit breathing and smacking into the mic while you're on air, bro.
How about you?
Do you know this guy?
Yeah, this guy's a troll.
But, like, you know him personally?
Just from online.
Have you ever spoken with him before?
Yeah, he's paid me to do his podcast before.
Oh, you've done his. What's your podcast?
Yeah, what's your podcast? Promote your podcast.
Mir Musk.
What do you say?
Yeah, Mir Musk. Hey, why don't you guys ask? It's called Mir Musk. MIRMUSK.
Oh, okay. Is it good?
What
did you and Ray talk about?
We covered a lot of race history and comedy. His fake car accident, GoFundMe.
I'm not listening to that guy. I got hit by a semi truck and these trolls. Yeah, and then these trolls like try to do a thing like I did not get hit by a semi truck, which everyone in comedy knows I got hit by a fucking semi truck.
I didn't know you hit by a semi truck.
Yeah, I didn't know.
I'm just three people didn't know.
I thought I knew all the comedians that have been hit by a semi truck. Ray, you got out of yourself to that list. Their caller? I can't. It seems like it's something's weird.
Danny?
Oh, there we go. Hello?
Hey, Danny, it's the Rube Star.
Hey, what's up, Rube Star? How you doing,
Fuck yeah, Rube Star.
Hey, are those three comedians with you?
Yeah.
Occasionally.
Yeah, Ray DeVito, Toby.
Okay.
Scopo.
I don't recognize them, but I was wondering if I could try out some material. Maybe
absolutely
you guys could polish
it up. Yes, you can. Okay.
You're folded like origami, dude. Oh, my God. Zero pushback.
Well, Ray wanted to hear it.
You're backing up your homie, which I respect, but wow, I have a spine.
Yeah, by the way, he didn't have to throw that fucking comment. I never heard of them, but I'm going to try this joke here. Fuck off.
Yeah. Okay, well, you got a tough crowd, man. Here's rule number one. Don't insult the crowd and then try some jokes on them. All right, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, so I got these two cats, right? And I think they're trying to kill me.
Buddy, wait, pause. I'm sorry for giving notes up top, but I got to tell you, so far, it's flawless. Continue.
Okay, so I got these two cats, you know, and I don't even know how I got them.
You got to go, I got these two cats, right? That's what you got to say with the joke.
Let him get the joke out of the way here. Come on, let him finish the joke.
All right, it's kind of like a three-parter. Oof. But you got the two cats
and three parts. All right, we're in.
All right, let's hear it.
All right, so I need a little attitude with it. Okay. So I got these two cats, right? And I don't even know how I got them, but I think they're trying to kill me.
Okay.
So it started with a little nibbling on the hands. I looked it up on the internet that says they love me. But then they start doing this move. Well, you heard of sleep apnea? I call it cat apnea. They just lay right on my face and try and smother me.
Okay.
So sure, your cat's much. Okay. Then the other day I come home and they turn the gas on my stove.
Okay, they don't
and have, I got a wood burning stove.
They don't have thumbs, but okay.
Yeah. Well, they get like that. You know.
Oh, let him finish the joke.
Let him finish the joke. I'm in. They're turning on your stove. I hear you.
They're trying to kill you.
That's actually a true part of this story. My propane was on when I came home. Just a little tiny bit, you know. I was like, what's that smell, man? I thought they blew up the litter box, but here was the propane.
That's the type of superfluous details you want to for sure leave in.
If this joke doesn't end with, and then they were sucking my dick.
I want to see where he's going.
I'm so invested.
I want to know where he's going with
this. I said not to interrupt, and then I interrupted myself. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Fucking doing it. Two cats are turning on your oven.
Yeah, okay. We're in. Come on.
Yeah, I don't know if they're trying to plan a murder-suicide or if they're just clumsy or what. Okay, so then last week I come home and there's a noose hanging from the ceiling fan.
Damn.
I was made out of yarn.
Right.
It was made out of yarn and it was easy for me to break out of, but... Okay, that's all I got, so...
Okay, so basically the joke is that the first two are kind of believable things, and the third one's a noose.
All right, first of all, sleep catnea. It was right there. Yeah, it was right in front of you. Sleep catnea. Instead of cat apnea.
I did say that.
You said cat apnea.
Oh, sleep capnea.
Sleep catnea.
Catnea.
You also have a lot of the premise.
Yes.
It's got the premise.
Okay.
You could land a fucking plane on that premise.
Yeah. Premise is good. We need a little premise, but you need a little punchline with the premise.
You got to pepper some jokes in there along the way.
Yeah.
But you know what? You had me, and I got two cats. I'm sticking to that for the rest of my life.
Hey, man, he got two cats. I hear you, dude.
I mean, the noose thing kind of is all right, I suppose. What's that?
The yarn thing wasn't obvious. So that was the first part.
Yeah, maybe you got to get to the yarn.
That was the first part.
All right, silence. Everybody calm down.
He didn't put the pen down.
All right, everybody calm down. Calm down. Let's hear part two. All right, let's hear it. You have a captive audience.
Okay, so I got these two homicidal cats, right? And I think one of them is gay. Okay.
Homicidal doesn't mean gay, by the way.
Homicidal.
You said homicidal? That's a murderer.
Murderous cats.
These cats are trying to kill him. He's got the murder cats.
But he said gay
in addition to the murdering.
Hell yeah, dude.
Well, I think one of them is gay.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, when I let them in the house, this is part two. Part three is they become Islamic militants.
I was literally going to say part two is homophobia. Part three is just racism. So fucking.
So wait, they've become Muslim?
Well, he won't eat pork, and I see him praying three times a day. But anyway, so I think one of them.
Muslims and gays don't mix.
No, not the gay one. Oh. No.
All right, okay. Punch it up and call us back, pal. All right, here we go. Anonymous, no?
No, because it has a weird thing where you pick up it. Don't worry about it.
Oh, you gotta, I'm so like, sorry. No, I thought it was going to be a seamless transition.
No, it's fine. They'll call back. There's been lots of
people. I really think he said homicidal, but I think he thought that meant homicidal.
Homicidal? Like homo? Or maybe there's some sort of like double entendre.
I don't think he knows what that means.
Because that could go in.
My fans are a little smarter than that. I think he knows what it means. Hello? Hello, you're on the bathhouse.
Hey, what's going on?
What is
happening? I have a question for both had a question for both Ray and Chris Scopo. I mean, first off, Chris Scopo, man, you're still killing it on Real Ass Podcast.
Thanks, buddy.
Still living in the year 2000. I still live in the year 2017, but
so do I mentally.
Yeah, I had a mic. Yeah, yeah. Why not? Bring back Trump, I guess. Whatever. My question for Scopo was you and your involvement with one Sean Combs, but you could get that to that after I ask my question for Ray. Hey, Ray, back in 2018, you had a little incident in like a traffic incident in the state of Pennsylvania where you said does not match up with the report from the Pennsylvania Department of Transit.
Yeah, all right. I'm not talking about fucking getting hit by a semi truck.
Buddy, you didn't get hit by a semi truck, did you?
Yeah, really yes, I got hit by a fucking semi truck. Where was it? On I-80. Yeah, yeah.
But you hit by, like you were walking or?
No. I was driving back to Ohio and I was in a car accident with a semi truck and the truck didn't stop and I was unconscious.
So why don't they think you get hit by a truck?
No, I got hit by a truck.
No, why don't they think you get hit by a truck?
Oh, because these are just they're just trolls.
He has so many trolls. He lives in this world of comedy that like
I'm on the MLC podcast.
Like he does like the Kevin Brennan stuff and it's all like they're all trying to destroy each other's lives.
Yeah.
Seems healthy.
Yeah, it's very healthy. It's very healthy.
Hello. Hey, you're on the bathhouse.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
So that guy definitely didn't get hit by a truck. There's no fucking way. Also, I wanted to know.
Listen, man, I can't condone it, but goddamn, do I understand
funny.
It?
That was funny.
Come on,
buddy. Laugh of the night. That was laugh of the night.
Question. Oh, can I ask my question?
Yeah, let's hear your question.
Okay, so I just wanted your guys' opinion on a thing that I thought that, Danny, I thought you and Ryan might have covered it on the Boys Cast at some point, but like a few weeks ago, you know that guy who made that video saying that he was in some executive meeting with Matt Rife and he was leaving and that
he
Rife
said like
Matt Rife.
Yeah, that was nonsense.
Oh, that liar on the internet?
Yeah.
What? People don't lie on the internet. I know. Are you kidding me?
And obviously that was fake,
especially about automobile accidents.
So that was obviously a fake thing, and the guy who didn't come out and said that it was a fake thing, and you know, he make parody videos or whatever, I forget his name, but I don't know if you've seen any of the like Matt Rife's like reaction to that was just like not very fun at all, and it really made it seem like maybe that did happen. Obviously it didn't happen.
I did not see Matt Rife's reactions to it.
He sued him.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, he basically, he deleted all comments. He blocked me on Twitter for, like, sharing, like, a GIF of, like, a hot dog.
Matt
and,
Rife
like,
blocked
all
you?
All his comments. Yeah, he blocked, like, a retarded nothing, troll account for, like, comment.
You got to realize he's been getting this for the last fucking probably 5 years of his life that he's blowing every fucking executive.
Also, he didn't block you. Some intern did.
Yeah. So like, he probably just said, "Hey, just go."
I understand that.
Anyone who does anything, just block him. I don't want to deal with this shit.
Yeah, and why would he want to answer you anyways? Like, why? So you're saying?
I'm not saying he would want to answer me, but in general, the reaction to it from like a fucking comedian, you know, would be like, you know, it just seemed odd. And I understand it's like a PR thing, but it's like, you know, just like he can be fun about it. That's all. Yeah. So I just thought I wanted to know you guys thinking about that.
I never saw it.
I didn't. I don't consume anything comedy ever. You want to talk about Call of Duty? I got a lot of opinions.
No.
Yeah,
all right, that's all I had.
He didn't actually hang up. I hung up on him.
Fuck! The Cavs are beating the shit out of the Jazz. That's fucking awesome.
Off our phones.
Like a substitute teacher.
Let's go Cavaliers.
Hello.
Yo, Danny, it's Sean from Pittsburgh.
Sean from Pittsburgh.
I'll be there soon. I'm sure. I'm all over Pennsylvania.
All right, there'll be time for plugs.
The Pennsylvania Thor, I dig it. Yo, Danny. So, in reference to last night, in search of building the homunculus. Have you been looking out for any big dog dicks in your neighborhood?
I have not looked into the homunculus. You guys know what a homunculus is? It's like some weird like evil kind of alchemy thing where they take a human sperm and like an egg, and then you mix them together and you get these like little beings.
It's called babies. They're called babies.
No, it's like a chicken egg. You mix like a chicken egg with human sperm. It's like it's obviously not real.
What?
People think it's real.
Cat Williams brought it up on one of the podcasts. Yeah, I think he brought it up on Joe Rogan, but
yeah, Cat Williams brought it up.
I've seen like
this is the most Pennsylvania dude of all. Joe Rogan. Yeah, hell yeah.
I've seen like photos of like a guy, I guess he fucks a pig or something like that. Yeah, pig is comes out pig but has like a human face or something like that.
Yeah.
I've seen stuff like that.
Yeah, but I don't
I think what we learned from last night was that you gotta find a dog with a big dick, and then you gotta cut open an egg, put some nut in the egg, and then I guess you cook it.
Yeah, apparently
you get a smurf.
A local dog with the hugest piece in the area.
Damn.
But it specifically has to be the hugest piece, and then I guess they can inseminate like a chicken egg.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, Danny, I wish you the best of luck. I hope you find it.
I'm honestly don't think I'll be looking into it too much more. You look just like disturbed.
That was like a terrorism attack on my mind.
You look very disturbed.
Hold on, I'll get you back. Are you garbage? If you search for a chicken fucking dude.
Who's measuring the fucking dog cocks?
Well, but
dude?
It's like it's
whose job is that?
It's my like, dog's got a big piece.
It's like it's like dark art stuff though, so it's just part of the potion is the big piece dog.
Yeah, but you gotta confirm that, man.
Well, then you don't get a homunculus.
If you're looking for a big piece dog, you're not going for a Chihuahua. You're gonna hit up a Rottweiler.
Great Danes.
Yeah,
got hogs on them.
That's a weird thing to like go dog shopping and be like, let's get this dog.
Well, you don't
excited.
Go shopping. It's just the one in the area. You can't buy them. Hello. Hello. You're on the bathhouse. It's been a very.
Oh, hey, I'm a huge fan of Ray DeVito.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can he tell us what it was like being on English Binglish?
That was a movie I got cut out in.
What was the movie?
It was a Bollywood called? Movie. English.
You
English.
Were in a Bollywood movie?
No, yeah. He wasn't.
They cut me out of it. Yeah.
Why?
I have no idea.
Well, what was your role?
I was a taxi driver. I was a gay taxi driver, and they cut me out of it.
I would fucking pay money to see that.
They
shit.
Cut me out of La La Land too.
Really?
No.
Oh
no.
I don't know. This is America. I mean, we know lots of people have just been like fucking. Had a line in a movie, I guess. I don't know. Ray, so nothing?
Yeah.
All right, we got nothing on that. I don't know. English, what was it called?
Okay, there's another one. Ray has a good story where he was, he urinated in a hallway, and I believe he blamed it on one of his nieces. And that's one of the reasons his sister don't talk to him. All right, I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
Welcome to my world.
Ray,
Welcome to my world. Who are these people that you are associated with? They just
one of
dude. It's
one
weird.
Of the reasons.
Yeah.
Why'd you pee in the hallway?
I didn't pee in the hallway. I did not pee in a hallway. They listen to my podcast and. The dog peed in a dog peed in the hallway.
That's not the dog. That's not how the dog tells it.
Yeah.
But he blaming the dog for peeing in the hallway. What's very
this
fucking.
This is a story on my podcast.
That's very kiddish, I think, if you ask me.
Hello, you're on the bathhouse.
Holy crap! I actually got through.
You are on,
yeah, dude. What do you know about my life? Let's get into it.
Bro, what's your favorite breed of dog?
Favorite what?
Breed dogs. Now we're fucking talking, dude. King Charles Spaniel. What's up, little buddy? Going on adventures with you. How you doing?
Okay.
I love boxers. I have a boxer, so I'm a dog boxer.
I don't have.
Yeah, one. I like all dogs. Cool with doggies.
I really thought favorite dogs were going to get us cooked with gas, fellas. I'm not going to lie. Oh, man. I really tried to spin that one up, and you motherfuckers dropped it quick.
Who would have thought that was going to take us down?
You know an overrated dog would be Dalmatians. Dalmatians are a little... I never met a Dalmatian that I was like too excited
to
hang out with.
Johnny says they're mean.
Yeah, I'm not into Dalmatians.
If you had a fuck a dog, which dog would you fuck?
Now we're talking.
I wouldn't fuck a dog, but I did one time see a dog lick jizz.
Well, they lick everything.
No, no, if you were a male dog and you had to bang on another female dog, what dog's a looker?
Oh, if I'm a dog? Yeah. I also need to specify it was another dog's jizz, by the way. It was two dogs in a house. One of them had balls. One of the other one licked its dick and freaked out. It was very funny. But if I was, I don't know.
You want a little dog to be dominating? You want a bigger dog? You know, want to fight back a little bit?
Corgi. Hey, man, dude, these dogs?
I fuck a corgi.
You fuck a corgi? That's a good one. That's a good little fucker. You know, it's fat. It's got some meat under bones.
I think I would just go for the silliest offspring.
Stay there.
Oh, that's actually an interesting angle, is the offspring.
Yeah, I would want to be like a Dalmatian and really spot up something that looks goofy with spots. Like a Cocker Spaniel or something.
All right. Anything else there, caller? I don't know where this line of questioning is going.
No.
All right. Hello.
Like a Cocker Spaniel or something.
Hey, you're in the bathhouse.
Hey, it's James again. I just want to say, for dogs I'd fuck, I'd fuck your mom.
Let's go!
It's pretty good.
That was hot.
Why did any of us think of that one?
Hey, man.
We're off our game, honestly.
If I'm being real, I think the accent sold it.
Yeah. It sounded like Conor McGregor.
And then a hang up. Boom. Right to the hang up.
I got you what the fuck he was
doing.
Can't
even hang up on us. So you got a lot of trolls, huh?
Yes, welcome. It's called the Dabbleverse.
Do you get doxxed in real life? Do you have real life problems?
Yeah, people have done that.
Like, what happens if they show up to stuff?
No, someone just gave out my phone number
I just want everyone to know that you all seem cool to me, and then I just met my new friend here. Maybe not a friend, depending on your feelings towards him.
I wouldn't say friend, actually.
I'm trying to, distancing myself really backfired. I was trying to push away, and I pulled myself closer.
It happens. All right, let's take another call here. Hello. Welcome to the bathhouse.
Noga.
That was for me.
What is that?
That could have been Noga. Noga's one of my big super chatters. So
he's like a patron.
He's a patron.
He's like an old school style patron.
Yeah,
patron of the arts.
But also, I think also Noga. That's the name of because I was on the Shuli Network. That's the name of, I think, his mom. So, but someone that's a big fan of mine has that screen name. So
okay.
Welcome. Sorry, you guys are in this world.
How do you guys feel about the fact that you're now in this world?
I would argue vehemently against me being in the world.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you,
get out of this world. Honestly, this world stinks.
You can't. You've been initiated in.
Oh god!
Once you're in, you're in.
I feel like a parent. I'm like, Danny, this new crowd you're running with is no good.
Yes,
Danny. No.
Hey, they follow you around. They followed me here. Whatever I do, they follow me, so it's not...
The plot of many horror films.
Most of them are nice. They come out to shows, so...
Most of them are nice, but you have some bad apples.
Yes, you get some bad apples.
But they don't do anything... Like, do they ever, like, get your address and they'll send stuff to you?
No, there was a thing where they were just sending me a bunch of stuff
some goof stuff, pipe bombs, anthrax. That's crazy.
But they were sending...
cum towels. You know,
sending me stuff to the Comedy Cellar, which was, like, cool at first. But then, like, some trolls started sending, like, weights and bags of sand to the Comedy Cellar. And then after a while, they're like, if anything comes for you, dude, we're just tossing it. And I was like, that's understandable.
Can I just say the amount of effort that takes to throw in weights and sand?
Yes. People
to inconvenience the Comedy Cellar.
What did you do that these people hate you that much?
No, it's not that.
And you got to send that shit freight, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's expensive.
It's not cheap.
This shit ain't cheap.
I tried to ship a bunch of quarters one time.
They're paying $39.99 to hate you.
Yes. Even more, maybe.
It's I'm on being MLC all the time, and like Kevin likes to start wars with other people, and because I'm associated with that,
you ever done Kevin Brennan's podcast?
No,
back in the day,
I think I just did the audio one time, and I was I don't want to be here.
He's one of the funniest dudes ever.
Well, MLC he podcast. Is hilarious, but had you kept at it.
MLC podcast.
You would have these problems.
I might be getting a...
you would have these problems.
I might have said I got hit by a car.
A truck. It was a truck. It was a semi-truck.
Hello.
He was 7 feet tall if he was a footy.
Hello.
Hey, is that a Comedy on State hoodie?
Yes, sir.
From Madison, Wisconsin?
It is. Shout out. That's one of the best clubs in the country. Top three, yeah. For sure.
Great. I like to hear that. Yeah, Madison's a cool town.
Madison's fucking sweet.
Never been.
Yeah.
Buddy, I went with Verzi to Madison, and we walked. We knew we were the only two people from New York. We walked on the fucking frozen lake, and we were the only two wearing Jordans.
So you're the only guys with clean shoes in the whole state.
Yeah, we're like, this fucking place stinks, huh? We're walking with Jordans, we're slipping on the ice and stuff like that.
That'll do it to you. So what's up, man?
Cool. Mostly, I just recognized the Comedy on State logo. I used to live in that area. I was like, oh, that's cool that you're not wearing like some fancy. Actually, no. Better way to put it is, it's cool that you're wearing like Madison, Wisconsin Comedy Club. Not very many comics come out of the Midwest, and it's really cool. And
merch. I love those, dude. Shout out to them; they're awesome.
Buddy, you give us some free clothing. We're putting
awesome facts.
Yeah, people don't know that about
comic clubs. Give us free clothes.
Not even comic clubs. If you have like an up and coming,
if I see a homeless guy, bring me a free shirt. I'll put that shit on.
No. I'm a saint.
I will wear it. You give it to me, I will wear it.
I don't know if I've told this story here before, but there's this comedian in Canada. His name, I think it was him. He had like merch. And it was like
he won 17 Grammys in 1984.
His merch was that Canadian guy, and that was like his merch. And then I don't know if that's actually him, but it might be someone had merch, and then essentially they were like walking down some street somewhere in some random Canadian town, and there's like a homeless dude, and he turned over and he was wearing the merch because he had given them all the like Goodwills and stuff.
Yeah.
He just gave up on the merch game like most people do eventually.
I hear
you.
And
they wind up on the homeless. Or kids in Africa. Like, the kids in Africa, you know, have, like, the wrong teams.
Yeah, Buffalo Bills. Like, that joke was made a zillion times.
They wear
them
for,
90s.
Like, they wear those. Those are, like, their jerseys for soccer games in the towns. We're playing the 94 Bills versus the 08 Patriots. Yeah. That's what's playing.
All right, well, thanks for calling, and thanks for supporting local business.
Thanks for supporting Madison, Wisconsin.
Shout out to us.
Yeah, I've never been there.
It's awesome.
Did you eat cheese curds?
I did not. I got no curds, no whey, but I had a good time.
Yeah. All right. I've never been there. Okay. Well, the phone lines are open. We got rid of all the trolls, it seems like.
No, they'll come.
You think so?
Yeah, they'll come.
What do they do with their lives? Here's one.
They wait.
They wait till Ray's on a call-in show. Hello? You're on the bathhouse.
Yeah. Did JJ ever sell those candles he was planning on making?
Yeah, he sold lots of them. They've been selling like hotcakes.
These candles?
The storylines of this show are riveting.
Yeah. It's really disappointing because...
What's that?
It's really disappointing because I know he went and bought candles and didn't actually manufacture them, and he made money on the spread.
Yeah.
This is a serious offer if... to Danny and then also the three guys, although someone did talk about mailing like anthrax and like Ted Kaczynski
bombs.
Which
you should not do. Don't do it.
If you want heterosexual non-gay candles, I could send them to the stand because that address is public.
Do you make candles? I don't understand.
Yeah. I'm from the Midwest. We do lots of weird things because we have too much time on our hands.
You have a candle business?
He does now.
Not normally the kind of thing a guy does. You guys in the candles?
Well, no, that's why he would really primped it with the no diddy up top.
He basically said no homo before he did that. Yeah. What kind of candles? They smell like? What do they smell like?
It's hard work and an honest dollar.
What's up?
Yeah, well, also like to be heterosexual candles, they have to not smell like lavender and like lilac and weird stuff like that.
So what do they smell like?
I like lilac.
Like beeswax.
Oh, they're just
different colors.
Oh, they're just beeswax candles, but they smell like beeswax. They're not scented.
Yeah, beeswax has enough of a smell you don't really need.
For when you want to fucking set the vibe with your bros, but nobody gets sucked off. These candles are fucking
beeswax candles.
These candles are fucking straight as hell, dude. Fuck yeah, these candles watch NASCAR, dude. Yeah.
Dude, I love candles.
Dude, I turned on the view in front of one of these candles. It blew itself out. This thing is fucking straight as hell.
You're a big candle man?
Dude, let me tell you. I mean, if you get a girl that likes candles, and like
what girl doesn't like candles?
Yeah, but like my ex just brought some over, and I just fucking kept lighting them when she wasn't around. It smells so good.
It's
yeah.
so funny that your whole business model is getting rid of the second best part of candles, which is the smell. Yeah. You got to get some flavor in there.
I mean, I mostly make them for events, so it's not.
Oh,
like,
so they're like
a contribution.
Oh, okay.
Do you have custom branding on them?
Are they big?
No.
Small.
Dude, I love this guy going into a pitch meeting. And he's just like, listen, I'm not gay, but like,
you want to fuck me? Yeah.
It wasn't supposed to be like me listen, playing my business.
You want to be a couple bros just lighting candles?
How about a name for your candles? Mandels.
Boom. Boom. Handle.
No. Sounds too Jewish, I know, but.
No.
Oh, Mandels candles. Oh, no. I'll get you a hell of a deal.
Oh, Danny. These things,
Danny, they burn for 8 days. Danny, these candles, they burn for 8 days.
We're going to be honest something here. Mandels candles burn for 8 days.
My son, Moshe, he fucking produces that for you.
Wait. And did you say 9 days?
9 days?
Yeah, mine burn for 8. What am I, a miracle worker? Come on.
This guy's a mensch over here. He's a man.
All right, this is really went off the rails.
Yeah, this is
you guys have a good night.
Anyway, send in some candles. I'll burn one on the show. I'll just make a bathhouse one.
Okay, cool.
Make one that smells like a bathhouse. Right. Very chloride-y.
Jewish people be involved in that.
Yeah. Jewish people love bathhouses. Mandels candles?
Let me tell you something.
Like Mandels as in, but like Mandels candles or Mandels? Mandels. Yeah, that had to be.
Can I go? I feel like I did my job off that Mandels candles riff.
Absolutely. I mean, we're wrapping up anyway.
No, I'm kidding. I was joking. I was hoping for a laugh. Jesus Christ. Believe in yourself, Daniel.
I thought you actually wanted to go.
No, I'm having fun.
That sounded like you wanted to go.
I thought you really wanted to go. I'm a good actor. I didn't know.
Jeez, I really sold that. I go,
this guy's method. Holy shit.
I don't know. Maybe you had someone to be.
He's always a cunt.
You're on the bathhouse.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, maybe you could settle a bet. There's a rumor going around this Ray DeVito guy smells like wet paper towels.
No, he does not. He smells very nice. I wish he was here right now, but he went.
Really?
He went to go pee. Yeah, it smells totally normal.
Have a great week. As soon as he gets back in, he'll just be like, car accident. Dude, if you could do that, that'd be hilarious.
I heard he's got a really good C-word joke. You guys should ask him about it.
Okay. What is
what's the deal with this?
Yeah. What do you get out of this? This is what I don't know. Ray's not here, so this is just us. You're like you just follow Ray around on the internet and stuff. What do you get out of this?
No, we love Ray. We love Ray. But
you're like an MLC fan.
We enjoy.
Ray's back. Ray, they're asking if you smell like wet paper towels. I said you smell great.
Oh, I do. He also had
a social security number for us to confirm, but we couldn't.
We could not confirm nor deny.
Yeah. Who is this? What's your name?
Did you say her name?
What's your name?
Your manager.
Oh, that's my manager, Peter Sky Parker.
Yeah, tell him the C word, Ray.
Let's hear your C word joke.
You've seen my C word. You've heard me say that, but I haven't said that in a long time. But
okay.
Yeah, thanks, man. Yes, I do shower at Planet Fitness when I'm on the road.
That's just a smart move, though.
Yeah,
it's just you a work smart out move. There. You
look yeah, at I work out there, and I and then I'll shower there. That is correct, sir. And also, so. Anyways, I did get in a car accident with the semi, and so they hired a private investigator to find it. And it was a real thing, and I was in the hospital for 5 days and.
Now who hired a private investigator?
I think the first guy that called in.
Oh, one of the trolls hired a private investigator
and they
to
just
follow you around.
And no, to look at, and they confirmed there was an accident. He got in an accident. He got hit by a semi. They,
when was
like,
this?
Confirmed 2018.
Oh, okay, so yeah. Before I met you.
Yeah. And so, yeah.
All right.
That's what it was.
Hey, can you guys do me another favor and check Ray's trunk for bodies?
Yes. There we go. That's another running gag. Apparently, there's a serial killer that's on I-80 because I live in Cleveland.
I could see you being a serial killer. I'm telling you.
Don't take this the wrong way, but if
there was like Ray DeVito's been arrested for a string of serial murders.
I wouldn't. That would be the most shocking thing happening.
Yeah. It wouldn't be like the craziest thing I've ever.
Yeah,
heard.
But I guess there's like a real guy. Someone's like the I-80 killer.
Yeah,
I think it's like an old timey guy. I think they like whoever. Yeah, the hell
are you throwing them off your pile?
But then,
he's real tall guy, real strong man.
He's 97. Not a comedian. No,
not
can
funny.
You Google it? Producer?
He definitely was not hit by a semi truck.
Yeah, but he's like a real what do you call it? Like a real
serial murder
guy. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I heard that he went after the truck driver who hit him, and that's where he got his taste for blood.
Yeah.
Hello, you're on the bathhouse.
Yo, what's up, guys? What's going on?
How are you doing?
This sounds like, I think I know who this is.
No, you don't know who this is.
Oh, all right.
So,
I wanted to get you guys' opinions. So look, I work at a cemetery and a funeral home, right?
Okay.
And we get people all the time, man, that request their loved ones to be dug up and then cremated 30 years after they've been buried. Like, what do you guys think about that shit?
I think that's that's insane, because at that point, you're not cremating, you're just mushing bones.
Wait, 30 years after they've been dead, you're saying?
Yeah.
They wait till the exact day, 30 years on the dot.
Dude, 30 years, no shit, man. I'm 32. One of them died, like, literally, like, 2 months before I was born.
Okay, where are you from? Like, what state?
Like South Alabama.
Yeah. That's a bunch of meth heads going, I know that bitch was buried with that necklace. I know she got that ring on her, Scopo.
No.
We're going in there. We're getting that. Under the guise of a cremation.
The Undertakers take that shit before they close this. It's gone.
Wait. Just so this is happens a lot, this request? This is a common request?
It's happened over the last year. It's happened like 6 or 7 times. So I wouldn't say like a lot, but I mean, enough. Dude, like once every other month.
What is the reason?
Somebody that fucking plays crazy.
What's the reason?
I think the reason because like they run out of fucking cemetery plots, so they just cremate that one, and then someone else will go to that one.
These people move, man. I'm in like a beach town, kind of, and like so people have like second homes here and shit, and like their family's just somewhere else, and so like
I gotta be honest with you, man. Like, up north, the bank's taking the vacation home, and I gotta get my meemaw out of here. All right,
that's I mean,
yeah, that's a lot of it. I mean, yeah, we had a lady that wanted her husband's like diamond crusted and encrusted teeth taken out and shit.
Called it.
Yeah, I think she went to the casinos one too many times. There's any cash left.
What does it cost? What does it cost?
You know you're jammed up when you're shoving teeth into slots.
Yeah.
What's it cost to get a body exhumed and then cremated?
I want to say it's like $1,500.
Seems cheap.
Like, yeah, it's not that bad at all, dude. No, we charge like $1,000 for cremations, and I think like $1,500 to be exhumed and shit.
Can I ask you a question? You bury the bodies, right?
Yeah. Okay, I dig the holes, bury them, all that shit.
Do you see them before the casket closes? Do you take stuff?
Yeah. My dad and my grandparents ran funeral homes my whole life.
You take a ring or two? You take a ring?
No, he's not taking it.
You take a ring? Come on.
Personally, don't lie.
Have you heard of that happening?
Now, I used to pick up bodies, bro. So, like, I used to pick them up wherever they died and go in a minivan in a suit at, like, 18 years old. Go into these people's house, like if they're on hospice, in the hospital, wherever, and pick them up and take them to be embalmed and shit. That's the time to take shit from people, because it's before anything's like documented. You know what I'm saying? But no, I never really did that.
You knew way too much about it to be like, nah, but that's not me, dude.
Nah, but I would never do something like that.
This is exactly how you would do it, but that's not me.
Well, he knows how to do it.
Well, okay, what kind of music do you listen to? I know it seems like it's out of left field, but like, do you listen to a lot of like metal and shit like that?
Yeah, kind of, man. Like,
it's a very metal
like,
job.
I don't know what it is. Something about being around all that death. I feel like that would be.
Do you ever just talk to the dead body?
Talk to them? No, man. I've been around it so much, dude. Like I said, my grandparents owned a funeral home. My dad's worked in one since I was born. I mean, I've been around it my whole life. It just doesn't affect me whatsoever.
A lot of cold handshakes in that family.
Yeah.
You ever been like, how's your day going, buddy?
Like, I mean,
I mean, it's been fucking great. Fucking buried one earlier today, even, dude. And so I have a new guy that works with me, and like we go to bury one. He's like, "There's a body in here, dude." Like he's like, he saw his dad die at 12 or something. So he's weird like about a real death. Bitch. I don't know. I was like,
is there a high turnover in that industry? Are there a lot of people?
He didn't show up today.
Are there a lot of people who like try and get a job and then realize like this is not for me?
Oh damn! Human death is a huge bummer. Yeah.
I think you got to be into it just to even get into it.
I'm sorry, man. I can't hear you. You're breaking up.
I was saying, do people start working in that like for your whatever company and then they quit because they're like, this isn't for me?
I mean, not really, man. It's not that bad. Some people are just kind of pussies about it.
Yeah.
It's not your fucking mom. Like, you know what I mean? You don't know these fucking people.
Right. Just, you don't actually see them. You don't ever see them, right?
Yeah, I mean, I do. I see all of it. You know, the other guys that are here, they don't see shit.
Do you ever, like, see fucked up shit where, like, someone, like, blew half their head off or something? You got to see it?
Yeah, man. My dad, like I said, he does the embalming and all the funeral director shit. I mean, he puts people's heads back together to blow them off with shotguns if he can, dude.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, bro. I mean, you named it, bro. Like, you name it, dude. He's fucking done it, dog. I'm telling you.
Dude, that's a close casket. Just think about
how many ways people either kill themselves, die, whatever.
Man, your whole family has a really gnarly perspective on life. That's crazy.
Yeah, you have to at that point.
Why are you putting the heads back on someone that blew their head off? Just it's like, dude, it's close casket.
My dad wears a shirt. He wears a shirt that says last responder on it. He's got a good sense of humor about it.
Oh, no, he's a good time at parties, man. He's fun.
This guy comes in is like, we have this guy. Has all right, no,
guys.
This guy
well, hey, no man, I just wanted to call in, dude. I love y'all's show, man. I love all the podcasts that y'all do. I'll let you go because I have bad service down here in Bumfuck, Alabama.
You're good,
y'all
man.
Take it easy, man. I appreciate
Thanks
it.
Thanks for calling.
Later, up.
All right,
his dad's like, this guy has, the guy comes in with no brain. He's like, I'm an artist. Let me do my thing.
Yeah, right. Probably is. Hello. All
right. I'm fucking Picasso out here.
You're on the bathhouse. Hello. Oh, that's something weird. Looks like. All right. Let's see if this. All right. Well, fuck that. Ray, what's going on Instagram?
Oh, that's so gnarly, dude. I can't imagine growing up around that grim of a family business.
What was that show that was on?
6 Feet Under.
Oh, that was such a good show.
Never saw it.
Oh, great show.
I have a buddy of mine whose parents own a couple of funeral homes out in Long Island. They're like numb to it after a while.
You have to be.
You gotta be.
Yeah. What's the alternative? All right, we got another call here. Hello.
Selling bright pink caskets and shit.
Hello. You're on the bathroom.
Oh, hey, I just was trying to get also my first question for Chris Scopo, what was it like going to that party for P. Diddy so he could secure your payment for like the little hair treatment?
Please tell us.
Things happen, and you know what? I obviously didn't do anything because I'm here. So,
yeah, fair.
Is this real story?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Real story. Yeah,
what happened with the P. Diddy?
Let's hear it. Yeah, I went to a Diddy party back in 2016.
Why?
They asked me.
Why?
P. Diddy asked? How'd you know P. Diddy?
I didn't go to a Diddy party. I'm here. He's a troll.
I'm the only one that gets trolled.
I thought you talked about this on another podcast.
No.
This is just a story you've been telling.
I thought I only get
trolled. I didn't go to a Diddy party. If I went to a Diddy party, I'd be on a podcast at least.
No Diddler party for this guy.
Yeah.
I hung up on him for that.
It is weird that his name's Diddy with Diddler. It's like too close.
Yeah. That is weird.
You know what else is weird? These claims you've been making about being struck by a semi truck in 2018.
We're having a good time.
Oh, yes.
Well, we're going to wrap the show up shortly.
Couldn't have been a Walmart truck. You know,
I have no idea, dude. I was out of it, dude.
Oh, man, dude. You'd be fucking. Yeah, if you got hit by a Walmart truck, you ever
They
think
didn't
about
stop.
That?
That's the thing. It was a hit and run.
It's
imaginary. Yeah, it was a hit and run. I was fucking unconscious. I had no
idea. Crazy. I thought so. They didn't.
No, I woke up in an ambulance, and I ended up somewhere in a hospital in Altoona.
Did you have a concussion?
Yeah, I had a concussion, collapsed lung, broken ribs, broken collarbone.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's pretty fucked up.
Damn, that sucks.
Yep. And now I'm on seizure medication for the rest of my life because of it. So, yeah, fun times.
Bummer. All right. Well, tell that to all the people who are calling and making these false claims.
Yeah, it's what it is.
Yeah.
Totally. Right. And what it is if there's an opportunity, I'm probably going to hit that you didn't get hit by a truck joke again. I'm not going to lie to you.
I was going to go, he had an imagination too at the end of it, but
no, I didn't even know I got hit by a truck. I didn't know.
That's nice, though.
That's what they told me afterwards.
That'd suck if you had to go all that stuff.
I think it's still up in the air, honestly.
And then you just had this.
I almost wanted to do it right there. When he said, I didn't know he hit by a truck, I'm like, yeah, you did it. I mean, you're throwing up fucking alley-oops.
Oh, we lost the network.
What happened? Get the network back,
the Wi-Fi stopped working down here.
By the way, I'm not the streaming? One that brought this shit up.
I know. Other are we still streaming? The Wi-Fi has stopped working.
Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. All right. Well, both my phones say no Wi-Fi, so that means that how would it work on the computer? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm
it is streaming?
Two bars. Fuck yeah, we're all still right. doing
well,
it.
Well, the phone's not working because there's no Wi-Fi, so... I don't know why. Weird. Anyways, you know what? Let's just wrap this up. I think we've done enough here. Where can people find you? Where can people find all of you?
At Chris Scopo, all social media. Check it out. That's about it.
At Toby.McMullen on Instagram.
Okay.
Ray.DeVito on Instagram and Rock Bottom Podcast.
The Rock Bottom Podcast.
Rock
all right.
Bottom Podcast.
Now it works again. Should we pick it up? All right. Well,
yeah, last one of the night.
Yeah, we'll pick it up. Now that it works again, we're back. You can catch me April, if anybody lives near Fairfield, Connecticut. I will be performing there April 13th in Hamilton, Ontario. That's in Canada. You ever been to Canada, Ray?
Fuck yeah, I've been to Canada, dude.
Nice. April 19th and 20th at Levity Comedy Club. Shout out to our lovely producer, Johnny Glover, the Southern
Fuck
lover.
Yeah, he's lovely. Woo! Look at him.
The person tried to call back. Oh, here they are. Okay, let's talk to them. Hopefully it's a Ray DeVito troll. Hello. You're on the Bathhouse.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, Ray. Ray. Hey, Ray, I have a quick question for you, buddy.
What's up, homie?
Hey, so how come it's okay for you to make fun of your two sisters who are middle-class mothers in Cleveland, Ohio, and say they haven't accomplished as much as you because you made 20 grand? How is that okay to make fun of your own sisters like that? Can you explain?
Well, I'm glad that I could provide a venue for all the people that don't like you to call in and talk to you directly. That's what this show is cool about, is you go, hey, there's this guy who I watch his podcast. I hate him. And then I bring them on. So
for
you
no
just,
reason. I'm the least
direct line. Yeah. I know you're so, they just like, yeah. It's like a Nickelback situation almost, where you're like being unfairly hated on. And for whatever reason, the Wi-Fi is being all wonky because it keeps disconnecting. So this is just a sign for us. That is it for the Bathhouse tonight. Thank you very much for joining us on the first, but not last, 9 p.m. Tuesday. 9 p.m. Tuesdays going forward. We will be back next week with an all-new episode. Thank you very much. Shout out to The Stand for having us. Shout out to all the comedians for joining us. Good night, everybody. Bye. Blow up, nigga. That just means I'm working. They see me as a leader, so that's why I'm Captain Kirkin. These charts from the stars, that much is for certain. You can feel this hit if you up or if you hurt. I'm raising my stock, not talking my feet to some Birkin. Number Johnny 5, got a fucking short circuit. Bring the track to life when I spit phenomenon. When I hit, she feel that shit in her abdominals. These rappers make me laugh like comic, view they comic do. You know I got a ball out, I hit the track running just like Sonic do. They don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah. They was trying to get me on my hype shit. Yeah. They don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah. Trying to down me up some KO type shit. Yeah. They don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah. Now we pulling up fresh on some flight shit. Ha. They don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah. They don't wanna turn on my light switch. They don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah. They was trying to get me on my hype shit. Yeah. They don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah. And they tried to down me up some KO type shit. Yeah. They don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah.